deep within the womb of time, a creature thus be born. See the light is united with the egg of tyranny. Chases forth from within the womb of light for three quarter of nine a year. The creature thus be born. The creature thus be formed.
From the heart of Broadway, here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau. Hey, it's Thursday on Podzilla 1985. This is Kirk Waters stepping in for Shannon Young this week, who's out on his birthday. We want to wish him a happy birthday tonight. With me, we have the usual Thursday gang. Jesse Kimball is at the end of the table. Hey, Jesse.
No.
Next to him, Lindsay Wolfgang. Hello, Lindsay.
I don't like this.
And I hear the big D, Dalton Anthony.
How's it going, Kirk?
Pretty good. Excited to be here with you guys tonight. Been wanting to do this for a while. When Shannon asked me to do this, I thought, well, I don't know if I can step up to the plate, but it's time to take that chance. Maybe.
I don't know this
is it
character.
Safe for you to be in the public eye?
Who is this?
Considering you were in a great amount of debt to a video store.
Dalton couldn't hold it in any longer. He finally erupted.
Oh, my goal was going to try to do the entire show in that voice.
You were doing such a good job.
I was, but nobody wanted me to do it.
No, I was game and everything. I called you by that name. Who are you, by the way?
It was Kirk Waters.
No.
I heard Kirk Waters.
Oh, I'm Shannon Young.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Who is Kirk Waters?
So the legend of Kirk Waters is a long one.
Isn't he the one that, like, the video store that you always went to? There was a picture that flat out said, this guy is not allowed in here?
No, he owes probably, at this point, about $37,000 to this video store. Jay Wellington Beauregard knows what I'm talking about. That's all I'll say about that. Kirk Waters owes quite a bit of money for renting, I think it was, what was it called? It was a samurai game. You know the one I'm talking about, with the swords.
Neo. Yakuza.
No, samurais. And they wore armor.
Samurai warriors.
No, Way of the Samurai. It was a hard one to find, and they were the only ones that had it. So I rented it on my friend Jeremy's last day and never brought it back. And I put it under a fake name because he let me put it under a fake name.
So Kirk Waters is a persona.
Sort of.
Rusty Shackleford.
So when I was in college and I was the editor of the paper, maybe it was before I was editor of the paper, it was when I was just... I think I was just on the paper, it was when I became editor of the paper, and they did like a spotlight thing on me, you know, to introduce me as the editor, and the person asked me like, who's your hero, and stuff like that, and I said Kirk Waters, and I just kept this Kirk Waters thing going, because I thought it was hilarious that no one knew who Kirk Waters was, but I kept building him up.
So is that his voice?
That, I imagine it. The funny thing is that I have an ex-girlfriend named Holly, and I was on her page one day, and one of her friends is named Kirk Waters. And I messaged the dude, and I was like, holy shit, don't ever go to Pulaski Video.
Did he respond at all to that?
I don't think so. He probably thought, who is this guy?
Who the fuck is this?
Who the fuck is this, Dalton?
Hi.
Anthony. So tonight on the show, we got a great show for you. We're going to talk about our favorite orgasms, and we're going to start off with Dalton. Dalton, tell us about your favorite orgasm that you've ever had.
He had one at the beginning of the show.
The Kirk Waters one.
Dalton Anthony's favorite orgasm, the Kirk Waters one.
Because it was imaginary. It was so great.
Just like all of Nate's orgasms.
No,
we don't use names anymore. Nate S. No, that's too obvious.
That's
Smith.
You get more specific as you go down the line. Please stop.
No orgasms tonight for anybody.
Really just pushing that Thursday show rating.
The best thing is I asked, I was like, is it going to be a normal Thursday show? No, we won't cuss.
And then we...
Orgasm isn't a curse word.
That wasn't...
That's in the Bible.
That wasn't, but before that...
The one right before that was...
What did you say before the show?
That I love you and happy
you
birthday?
You said terrible things.
Because it's your birthday?
It is my birthday. I wasn't going to do a show tonight, but I got home early, so I was like, why not? I asked Jesse, hey, do you want to do it? We're recording this about an hour late than we normally do, but, well, you know, why not? I don't have anything specifically planned, so I thought, let's start off, because we do have some stuff we can talk about, but let's start off with birthday wishes for me. Go ahead.
Happy birthday.
He was looking at me first.
I'm staring at
Jesse. Yeah, well, I still got it in at midnight, so meh.
I stayed off your Facebook all day, even. I didn't even put a happy birthday there.
I appreciated that. I shouldn't have said it on the show.
No, you shouldn't have.
Last night. I mentioned it because I didn't believe that many people really listened to it. But sure enough, I got up this morning. I had probably 20 to 30 birthday messages. But that's fine. It's from people at least that I know care to listen to what I have to say, as opposed to just some person that randomly added me 6 years ago that I saw in like college once. And then they just see it pop up. It's Shannon Young's birthday. And then they talk to me like they know me. You don't fucking know me.
And I mean, they had some great like birthday messages too. A lot of birthday memes that were pretty great. I still
those are
like
my favorite birthday wishes, by the way. The
oh, birthday yeah. memes.
I got a kick out of those.
I still really like Billy Hills. Like that one's just
the standard, as we call it in the industry.
I know that's the one he gives to literally everybody.
Yeah, but now we have the collar X elbow on top of it. So it's a sponsored birthday message. I can't pick a favorite. They're all really, really good. So I want to congratulate everyone for their birthday messages today. Thank you, and I appreciate it. I turned 35, which is true. And
now saying that, what kind of birthday presents did you get this year?
All right, so I got from Allie's parents, I got a book from Brandon Tartikoff.
All right, pretty standard.
Which is pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty standard 35-year-old birthday.
It's talking about like TV and late night shows and stuff like that, which I'm really interested in because I'm a big fan of that kind of stuff. And Allie got me a Scarecrow pop from Batman the Animated Series. Dalton knew that, it looks like.
This is just, I love the, I turned 35. There's all the things I got.
Oh, it goes on.
Yeah, that's the point.
Dalton got me Chip and Dale from the Kingdom Hearts series because they don't do Rescue Rangers.
So now we're at 3 toys for a 35-year-old man.
Leonardo as Finn Balor.
4. I like this game. Let's keep going. How many toys did you get for your 35th birthday?
Do you count the Negaduck and the Louis blind bag pulls? Those are pretty cool.
6.
And I think that's all the toys, right?
Yeah.
What else did you get?
I got Godzilla 1985 on Blu-ray. Ooh. I finally found it, except it's called Godzilla 1984.
Now, see, I heard from a very reliable person in Indianapolis at that convention.
Yeah.
That movie doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Oh, man. F that guy. That was infuriating. Oh, that guy was dumb.
I found one copy, apparently.
I forgot. Yeah, you were the only one with me when I asked that person.
To kind of explain the story, it was an action figure guy, wasn't it? It was statues. So
you guys were looking for a toy for me, a souvenir.
Yeah.
So we were going to like, all right, we can get you a bunch of little things or we can all kind of pull our money together and get you something kind of big. So we were looking at these Godzilla figures because
there's a whole, and yeah, importantly about this,
yeah.
He had an entire, like, he had two sides to his little booth
that you couldn't touch anything of. God, I hated this guy.
Yeah. No, you weren't allowed to touch anything. One side. Half of his product were Godzilla statues, figures, and other memorabilia. So we saw that, and I was like, holy crap, Shannon would go broke with this dude. But then I asked him, go ahead, Dalton, finish the story.
So Jesse goes up to him and asks him, hey, do you have Godzilla 1985? And the guy said that doesn't exist. Now, don't get me wrong, I've never watched a Godzilla movie. So
you never watched a single one?
No, I never have. And
that's
I've like,
surprising. I don't know how you could avoid that.
I mean, I just never watched it, but I don't know the difference between the Godzillas. All I know is there's definitely a Godzilla 1985. Cause if not, we have made 500 mistakes in a row. Like we've skedaddled past mistake and now we're in faux pas area.
Skedaddled.
Yeah. So he
Who's
says,
35?
You.
I'm hip as fuck.
So he says that movie doesn't exist. To which, like, Jesse, I'm pretty sure saw me do a head shake of like, no. Cause again, we would have messed up so many times. And then a small argument ensues of just, no, it definitely is real. And Jesse, like, I can see Jesse's blood not boiling. I feel like I'm having a stroke. And this guy, like, and I was about to fall into his table, which he was going to be really mad because you're not supposed to touch anything. God, I hated this guy. I hated him so much.
Well, because on top of like, him telling me that it doesn't exist, he wasn't polite about it.
No.
Like, he did that thing, like, he basically treated me like I was the redneck that just came in and asked when Mario's coming out on the Xbox.
He treated you like we treat some people when they come in and ask the dumb questions. Like, do you have Advent Children on Game Boy? That doesn't exist. Yeah, it does. I've got it. Well, then you are a rich fucking man.
No, you're wrong.
You're just wrong.
No, Colonel Sanders, you're wrong.
Yeah, no, that
Mama's
was the,
right.
That was the phone call I had the other day. No, you're wrong. No, I don't carry this in my store. You're wrong. Okay, click.
And yet, that's how that dude treated me. He was like, I was like, no, that movie definitely exists. He's like, no, it doesn't. I'm sure it does not exist. And so I had to pull up my phone And I don't know why I felt the need to prove it to this guy, but I pulled up my phone. And I was like, Godzilla, this movie right here. And he's like, oh, I've never heard of that movie. I mean, I guess they don't make any toys for that movie for sure. They've never made any toys for that movie.
As I have a Godzilla 1985 NECA figure sitting at home that Lindsay got me.
Yep.
And I was like, and I almost said that. I was like, no. I've seen Shannon. Shannon has a figure, but I was like, nope, you know what? Bye. I'm gone.
There's absolutely
just step away from that.
He had to lift me up because I did stroke out at that point. And he walked me over to the Charlie Cox panel and we had a great day after that. I don't know how the panel went. I'm sure they talked about Daredevil, but my brain was so shut down from that guy.
Well, I mean, your brain started back up and then it shut it down again when you heard Charlie Cox talk because neither of us knew he was British.
Oh, super British.
So British.
Yeah. That's always a shock to the system, isn't it? First time I heard Mel Gibson talk. Like outside of a movie, I was like, "What the hell is this?"
And he was saying bad thing about Jewish people.
What's this kangaroo chucker saying?
And especially like, oh my god! It took me a second to realize what you just said. That whole day I'd been talking about how excited I was about the Charlie Cox panel because his American accent, it has just such like an ASMR value to it. Like it's so soothing to listen to.
Yeah,
very pleasant. And then we get to the panel, and his standard accent is not pleasing to the ear.
I like to think you sat there and he's like, "All right, guys, Charlie Cox, tell us about the new season of Daredevil." Well, I'll say,
and you speak for yourself. He had a lovely voice. It was still soothing.
It was just that most British, like Cockney, almost accent.
It's the way English is supposed to be pronounced.
It was just shy of Cockney. Like it was thick. Thick accent.
All of your favorite American actors are foreign, by the way. Christian Bale, British.
Yep.
Last two Spider-Man, British.
I still like the story. Did you
Charlize Theron, African.
Can confirm.
True story.
Did you hear about the story with Tom Holland?
Did you hear about that?
Liz, did you hear about that story?
No.
All right,
no.
Cool. So Tom Holland, they did a Spider-Man Homecoming. He told us on the Nerdist.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. He told you?
No, he said it on the Nerdist.
He said he told us on the Nerdist.
Or he said it on the Nerdist. Whatever. So he was on the Nerdist and he was talking about it. Apparently there was an entire scene of the movie where he just forgot to put on his New York accent. So he did the entire scene with his British accent. And then he was just like, how did we all just not notice that? Because they had to go doing reshoots and they were like, oh, wait. Click, click, click. Can you do that again? Because they had to do a lot of voiceover for that movie. Oh, it's such a good movie. You guys need to go see it.
Yeah, because he called the director and said, because he watched like a final cut of it, and he just called the director and was like, guys, I need to overdub like this entire scene.
And we're like, no, it's fine.
It's like, no, we're already like, oh, we're almost done with post. Like, no, it's fine. Like, nobody caught it. And he's like, no, guys.
That sounds like that Spider-Man 3 part where they were joking around and they did like this dance thing with each other and it was really funny.
And no, they didn't realize they were shooting.
And then, yeah. And then Tobey Maguire realized when he went to the theater that they left it in as a real part. And he goes, oh, that's going to ruin this franchise. And it did.
Is that actually a true story?
No.
I thought that was a bit.
No, that was a bit.
But the more I thought about it, like, I was like, no, this is a bit. And then I was like, you know, I could see that happening.
You almost forgave that part of that movie when you realized that it was a joke that they put in.
Yeah. We all didn't know that Tobey Maguire and Topher Grace were such good friends. He was just hanging out at set, and they were like, oh, we can put some CG on this.
So Topher Grace as Venom, the worst casting of all time, or?
No, I thought there was something worse.
I thought he was pretty good for that Venom.
I mean, I thought that Topher Grace was okay as, like, pre-buff Eddie Brock.
Well, I heard he's supposed to be more like the Ultimate version. Because the Ultimate Venom is supposed to be, like, skinnier and...
honestly can't say much of that because I never got into the Ultimate series of
anything.
I don't
feel like that's true.
Me neither.
I know it was supposed to be a lot darker.
Yeah.
A lot more people die.
I saw a page where, like, Cyclops literally blows Magneto's head off with his optic blast.
Dang.
Yeah.
They don't play around in the Ultimate universe because it's not...
Well, didn't. It's gone now.
Yeah, and that's why.
There's one where Blob is eating a superhero, a woman, too, and he's just eating her body, and they find him and they kill him. Yeah, it's pretty messed up.
Because, Ultimate Venom, like, was feeding on, like, people to stay alive.
And a lot of the Ultimate Universe, like, anybody that died in the Ultimate Universe actually stayed dead.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that was a significant change over the Standard Universe.
And then they just remade the character. Hashtag Miles.
I mean, they didn't remake the game.
You're talking about Tails?
New iterations of it. Basically, Miles Morales took over after Peter Parker died in the Ultimate Universe.
Yeah. Wait, so Morales isn't in the actual universe?
He is now.
The universe has kind of collapsed in on itself.
In Secret Wars.
Thank you.
Yep.
I think it's Spider-Gwen, Peter Parker from
our universe, or like the main universe.
Well, actually, Spider-Gwen still isn't in the main universe.
Really?
Yeah, Spider-Gwen's still in her own universe. She occasionally visits, but yeah, for the most part, she's in her
own
universe.
She occasionally visits the universe.
She stops in and says hi.
Says hi, gets a cookie.
Well, her and Jessica Drew are still really good friends, and she has a method of traversing the universes.
What in the goddamn hell are you saying?
That Spider-Gwen has become Marvel's Harley Quinn before Gwenpool came out. God, that was a lot of words that I had to try not to mess up in a row.
I mean, Gwenpool still isn't, like, she's a completely different character.
Oh, well, yeah, like, no, but that's like that's going to be their answer in like 2 years. Give it a second.
Gwenpool is going to be their
Harley Quinn? Yes.
Harley Quinn.
Because it was going to be Spider-Gwen, but they're like, this is an actual wholesome character.
Boy, and did they, well, Spider-Gwen, they just really, that was one of those things that kind of, it was supposed to be just a little one-off.
Oh.
And, Spider-Verse.
Spider-Verse. Did I ever tell you that story?
Yeah, you did.
And I had the first appearance of Gwenpool, or Spider-Gwen. I had it because it was just it was number two of Edge of Spider-Verse, because it was just a one-shot of a bunch of different Spider-Men.
Yep.
And I had it because I was like, oh, that's really cool. We had one at Hastings. And then I sold it to get my PS4. It was like a year after it came out, and that's like a $30, $40 book now.
Oh, closer to 80, 90.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know what any of you are saying.
We're talking about comic books.
Everything you're saying just sounds like Charlie Brown's teachers to me.
But he's the old one.
I know Ben Reilly. Is he still a thing?
Yeah.
Is Peter
actually,
Parker still swimming around?
Yes.
Yeah.
In multiple books.
Is Mary Jane still married to Spider Parker?
Oh, that happened all, that dissolved a long time ago.
Is Clark Kent and Lois still together?
Oh, buddy.
Don't tell him.
What about Bruce's parents?
Yes, they're still around.
Don't tell him.
Bruce's dad recently made a comeback.
I heard they're building toward his own movie. Like, legit.
Oh, no.
A Flashpoint Thomas Wayne as Batman movie, and they got Jeffrey Dean Morgan pegged to play him.
I also heard that rumor about Jeffrey Dean Morgan, and, like, yes, I absolutely want to see that.
Because, yes, he actually did play Thomas Wayne.
Batman v Superman.
Batman v Superman. Yeah.
Dawn of Justice.
Dalton, you have ice cream on your chin.
Yes, I do.
I also got Shin Godzilla, for the record. I'm saying this for Zane Laney, because he'll be proud of me.
If we say Godzilla, we can make up for the fact that he was looking for Godzilla stuff.
I'm curious what Zane Laney's thoughts are on this Indianapolis comic book salesman.
I imagine he's probably upset about it. I'm also curious about what his thoughts are on Shin Godzilla, because I'm going to watch it again, probably tonight, maybe tomorrow. And I really didn't like it the first time I saw it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give it another chance, because the first time I watched it was bootleg.
Because that was supposed to be their answer to the last American Godzilla movie, right? Like, they were going to try and...
Yeah, this is the reboot.
Yeah, they're
this is the new reboot. They haven't done a movie since Final Wars, which was in 2001, 2002, something like that.
So, this was supposed to be their big reboot, but they were still going to keep with, like, the classic Godzilla feel.
Yeah.
And they still had...
Not a guy in a suit, though.
It wasn't?
Nope. Oh, it was CG. It just was CG to look like a guy in a suit.
Because I remember seeing, like,
what?
That'll blow your mind, won't it?
That sounds so cost ineffective. It's not even, like, funny.
All right, make it look really shitty. All right, so you know, just so you're aware.
We still have the suit in the back.
It's going to cost, like, five times as much to CG this suit. I got a guy that'll wear the suit.
He'll work for free.
I want authenticity. It doesn't get more authentic than putting the suit on. I made the suit myself. Just try it on.
Well, maybe it saves them a little bit of money on the city destruction, because they have more control over how the city gets destroyed.
It's boxes, Jesse. It's just cardboard boxes.
To be
you
fair.
Knock them down. There's no to be fair. It's way cheaper.
They had a choice. They could either CG the entire Godzilla for the movie, or they could have the Godzilla in the suit, but they would have to CG his mustache out. It was up to the studio, and they chose
wrong.
Last box building, because it was boxes, Jesse. Just cost too much. They were just like, just
what
CG
do you think
it.
Buildings in Tokyo are, Dalton? They're boxes. Japanese people are basically sardines, and they live in little cans.
I mean, that's not too far off of
it's
like,
not.
Like,
do we
like,
have Japanese listeners?
We do.
Worse.
They just tuned out.
But we're sorry. If we just say we're sorry now, it's fine.
Yeah,
right?
But you gotta say it like, oh, me so sorry.
Shannon!
I'm done!
Shannon, no!
It's my birthday, you can't get mad!
Birthday!
Shannon, no! Why?
I don't know! The internet told me.
Who told you that?
The internet.
Shannon.
That was a Krusty the Clown bit. It's a classic. Next, if you guys didn't laugh at that, I was gonna bust out the flapping dicky. Anyway, so Godzilla, right?
Yeah,
that's Lindsay.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm trying to stay out of the fire.
No, we're all here. Yeah, but it's far too late.
This is a small table.
And I'm wondering when you got little candy machines over by the tractor.
That's a long story.
Okay, well, I want to hear about it afterwards.
The short version's been here for about a week.
It's the owner's grandson, and he's making money off of it.
Gotcha.
No.
Nephew.
No. No relation.
What?
Yeah, it's this old guy that comes in with this one kid, and the kid, like, the grandpa's been trying to hit me up to let them put candy machines in here, and I kept saying, you have to talk to Lonnie. Apparently, he talked to Lonnie, and the little kid wanted to put it in here to try to make money for himself. So Lonnie said, sure, that's fine if you want to put it in. So, yeah, he's just letting them put it in. No cost. He's just letting them.
Yeah, Senior told me it was his nephew.
Maybe it is.
Oh, if it's his nephew, I didn't know that part.
I thought maybe he was just saying it's the old guy's nephew, but I thought he was saying it was his nephew.
Who knows anymore?
That's true. But either way, yeah, no, the kid has to come by and maintain it and everything, but.
Which basically means come by and collect the 2 quarters a week.
Yep. Refill the thing and yeah, make sure it's clean.
It's warm outside, by the way.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah.
It's actually miserable.
I thought it was, well, relative to what it's been in the last week, it was pretty nice.
Yeah. Oh man, last week was rough.
There for a minute, when I left work today, it was actually like 75 outside. But there was, you know, thunder and lightning everywhere. And it sounded like doomsday was coming.
It was very, very frightening.
Yes.
Galileo. Figaro.
Magnifico.
Oh. No.
Anyway. No. Lindsay, you're going to jump in on this?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, if she just would have said no, it would have been, it would have kept going. Yeah. Oh, you ruined it.
Also, Netflix.
To be fair, I have a headache, and I'm not really remembering all the words, okay?
It was no. If you just would have said no, then Jesse could have.
Oh, Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia, let me.
I realized that.
And then we would have been owing so much money to somebody.
Not Freddie Mercury. Maybe his estate.
Yeah. I was going to say that label.
Anyways, Netflix.
In other Godzilla-related news, they announced a Godzilla film coming to Netflix, exclusive, animated.
Really?
To go along with the new anime.
Ooh.
Ooh. Cool.
Yes, there's a Godzilla anime coming to Netflix. So, Zane, if you didn't know that, now you know. And what was it? How did it used to go? And I now don't. You know the rest of the story. Remember that?
No.
Yeah, I'm old.
I do.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Paul Harvey.
Oh.
Paul Harvey. Anybody out there remember Paul Harvey?
Yeah,
yeah.
I do now.
I'll be honest, the main reason I remember that, they referenced it in, what was it, Batman the Animated Series?
I know they definitely did it in The Simpsons and Family Guy for sure.
Yeah, no, they've done it there a whole lot.
Did you know Family Guy references things, Dalton?
I haven't watched Family Guy in forever. I know they reference things. But it's
about to say, that was not the question.
Did they stop doing that?
Anyway, so.
It's the bit, homie.
Oh.
In real news. Well, Dalton, you're on the air. You can finally talk about Trump this week.
All right, let's do it.
He seems so
He's
excited.
So timid. He's so scared. Are you scared of Donald Trump?
Of what he can do?
He, well, apparently can't do anything.
Well, I think he's going harping back to his apprentice days.
Well, he needs to fire the investigator Mueller.
Well, it was a weekly show.
I don't think he can he?
He can. Well, no, his attorney general can. But his attorney general recused himself from
the investigation.
So if he fires his attorney general and a new attorney general takes over, he could fire the special investigator, which he better do quick because it came out today that they have subpoenas were issued over Trump's meetings in 2016 with Russians. The quote is, they're following the money. This, I'm putting it right now. On August the 3rd, on my birthday, because you remember Jesse's birthday?
Happy birthday, Shannon.
Was the beginning of the nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
August 3rd could be the beginning of the end of the nightmare. It's 9:08 when we record this.
Stay woke.
This could be the beginning of Donald Trump's downfall.
Yeah, because I know it came out confirmed that Trump made everybody lie about the meeting Trump Jr. and Kushner had with the Russians.
Yes. About what they said was
they said something
to do with
about
children.
Yeah, it was something to do with adopting children.
Yeah,
like,
but was really about Hillary Clinton's. You know that meme? I have information that will incriminate Hillary Clinton.
Mm.
It was literally that. Literally that.
So
but we don't really have a lot of information on it. It's still a work in progress. Last week on Thursday, when I said, well, that's just, that's, this, today's just Thursday. We still have a couple more days. Sure enough, like, the shit hit the fan almost immediately. They failed to repeal Obamacare. Mm-hmm. Scaramucci got fired.
He did not last long at all.
Negative 15 days.
Negative 15.
Cause there was a, wasn't there another top White House official that was fired today? I remember seeing.
I don't know. Oh, I mean, it has been a week. Has The Apprentice aired?
I've been in St. Louis, man. I don't know what's what. I ate JJ Twigs for dinner.
So he's pizza out.
Yeah.
Were the weird men singing?
No.
Okay.
It was perfectly nice. It was perfectly fine.
I mean, they were cool.
Yeah, but that.
They were summoning demons, but they were cool. All right. So whenever we all went for Memorial Day, it was Shannon, Jesse.
When we went and got the monitor.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And when you guys had the boys' night.
Yes.
Is that what we called it?
That's what the girls called it.
Okay, cool. Like three tables away from us, it was like 10 old men. And we found out they're like part of a singing group in St. Louis, and they've been doing this for like 45 years, where like they'll like go rehearse on Mondays, and then it's one of two things. They'll either go bowling or they'll go to JJ Twigs.
Gotcha.
And, but like, which would be fine if they were just like minding their own business, not bugging anybody. But they started singing. And it was unsettling because it was us four. And every time it would start, nobody reacted.
It was basically Gregorian chants.
Yeah, and that's kind of what it sounded like. It was more barbershop than that. But just
some of their warm-up stuff sounded really Gregorian chanty.
Yeah, it's just some of the warm-ups, but just the harmonies. But anyway, like the weird thing is like as they were doing this, nobody was reacting. So like I thought maybe the Indianapolis thing was coming back to where I was stroking out and just didn't know it. After about the fifth time I pulled our very pleasant waitress aside and I was like, hey, is this normal? And she's like, yeah, no, every other Monday. I was like, all right, cool. That's all I needed to know. Cause it was weird. It was so weird. I didn't know if there was another one that what?
No, I'm listening to your story.
But you were there.
Yeah, but I wanted you to tell me the story. I like hearing stories. I like stories.
But JJ Twigs was
we
good.
Brought our podcasting equipment with us in case those guys were there. I was going to just bust out and do a podcast on the spot.
Just get some.
Just talk about Trump, cuss out loud. Yeah. Also, Manny on speakerphone to bust out with the SDFN, if you know what I mean.
SDFN. I couldn't find the information. Like, all I could find was stuff about Scaramucci. So
you may be predicting it. Yeah. Tomorrow, top aide fired by Trump.
It's been a week.
Cause, yeah, I know I saw the article got posted on Reddit and I hadn't. Like actually
did you see the real news segment?
Oh,
what?
I told Dalton about this.
This is infuriating. Go ahead,
so
Shannon.
They have a YouTube program now that.
Who has a YouTube program now?
Well, I'm getting there. Okay. It's on Trump's. I don't know if it's on his Facebook or if it's on the official president's Facebook or whatever, but they have a news segment called Real News with Eric Trump's wife, Lara, and she's sitting in front of a blue backdrop with Trump. Like, logos and stickers all over it. And she basically tells you, because the fake news will tell you all this misinformation, here's where you can get real news. This is the only official news in America. And she talked about how great Trump was and all the things he's accomplished this week. Left out all the things he didn't accomplish and all of his failures. That is what they're doing now. They have their own news segment.
See, did he stand under par this week?
See what?
Did he stand under par this week?
No, we won't let that. He had to take a little time off because he's about to take 17 days there. But honestly, like,
as
I
they're
knew,
investigating him harder than ever.
Yeah, I knew that Trump was a fan of Russia. I did not know he was also a big fan of North Korea.
Have you not picked up on this yet?
Well,
I mean, if there's a dictator, he's
Trump,
watching.
Whenever one dot says 37 and the other dot says 38, you can't put those, like, you can't draw that line to it.
To be fair, Trump did sign in new sanctions against Russia this week. That's targeting their, I think their transportation and something else. It's going to hurt their economy pretty bad. He has also lobbied or put in new sanctions against North Korea, but I don't remember what. He did say that the Russian ones were unconstitutional, and he didn't want to sign them in because he didn't feel they were right, but he signed them in anyway because Congress has been pushing it hard. Pretty much all the Republicans and Democrats are going, you need to be better about this. You need to step up.
Yeah, because that was the one that, wasn't it passed by all but one senator?
Probably. I don't know the exact
number. I think I remember hearing about that, actually. Yeah, it was just shy of unanimous. So it was one of those things, like, Trump could have vetoed it, but
it would look bad.
I mean, it would look bad on him, and then Congress would have passed it anyway.
Also, they are pushing a bill now that will protect Special Investigator Mueller in case Trump tries to fire him. Yeah. It's interesting. It's both interesting and terrifying at the same time when you realize this isn't a movie or a video game. This is real people's lives. Also, big news this week.
Sounds like the worst storyline for Saints Row 5.
I mean, this is the storyline for Far Cry 5, isn't it? Or 6? What are they up to now?
5.
5? Yeah.
No, 5 I mean, is the crazy. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it'd have to be 6 because 5's coming. And remember, that's the crazy, like, cult religion thing.
Do we count Primal? We don't count Primal?
You'd have to count Blood Dragon 2.
Well, Primal was a full game, though.
Blood Dragon was DLC. Yeah, Blood Dragon was DLC.
Starring Michael Biehn.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Also, important to us in Missouri. Did you guys hear about this?
I did, yeah.
I feel like Jay Leno. Hey, Kev, did you hear about this?
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about the travel ban?
The travel advisory.
That sounds a lot worse.
NAACP will give it time if Trump has his way. Uh-huh. The NAACP has issued a travel advisory for people of color to not go through Missouri.
Because of recent legislation that was passed regarding HUD, I think was what my understanding was. Like, it was just regulated. Basically, it made it more difficult to prove discrimination through, like, housing and urban development.
I'm like Allie. She said, because I told her about it last night, and she said, I saw that headline. I thought it was a joke, so I didn't click it. No, it's true.
Yeah,
the NAACP really did issue a travel advisory.
I didn't read it. I know it's true. I just didn't read into it a whole lot. I kind of get the gist of it.
I was talking to a friend of mine, because a friend of mine was talking about it last night. And I was like, well, I mean, if that's just for HUD, I don't really see why people shouldn't be able to travel. And then she was like, well, you know, with all the other stuff, like, you know, with Mike Brown and I'm like, oh, okay, never mind. It's probably not safe to travel through Missouri if you're a person of color right now.
Which is so unfortunate because it's not like we're right in the middle of the country.
Now, you can easily drive around us. I highly recommend it.
Or fly over.
Just
fly over it.
Is that part of the travel? Don't fly over Missouri. It'll get you.
They'll get you. They'll get you. God help you if the plane goes down in Missouri.
It was a safe landing. Well,
whoa.
Define safe.
We landed safe. Where are we? Appears to be some kind of cotton field.
Oh, no. I don't know why Paul Bear showed up, but that's who you got.
You're just batting 100 right now, aren't you?
I didn't say anything offensive that time.
I mean, batting 100 is bad.
You want to bat 1,000. If you bat 100, you hit 1 out of 10. If you bat 1,000, you hit 10 out of 10.
You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of when I was in high school and I was
Cody.
I was having trouble with a couple of rapscallions who wanted to pick on me and bullied me. And my dad came to school to have a talk with the principal. And during the big speech, he said, right now they're just worms. But eventually the worms will turn into flies. No, what was it? Is that something like worms turn into flies? Something like that. And I was like, Dad, worms don't turn into flies.
Did your dad have a dog moment? Did he start stroking out?
He stared at me and was like, They know what I'm saying.
Is
I'm
your
like,
dad Sling Blade?
He just starts talking about like mustard and taters.
Replace mustard and taters with like alcohol. And 50 packs of cigarette a day. That could be my dad. He was a smoker.
Oh, he was?
And a drinker. Oh, my God, yeah.
I knew the drinking part.
Oh, man. I remember before he died, we used to drive around Sykeston trying to find, like, this one store that he heard sold cigarettes for, like, super cheap. No one sold them that cheap, but he made me go to every store and ask about it because he couldn't get out of the car because he was too hurt.
True story. Along that, you know, a similar vein, my dad, back in the day, we used to drive to Southern Illinois. There was a store in, I don't remember where it was, cause I was like 9 or 10 at the time. But yeah, there was a store in Southern Illinois that sold cartons of cigarettes up to like $5 to $6 cheaper than he could get them in New Madrid.
Are you sure it wasn't, Kentucky at Wickliffe?
Wickliffe.
Oh, yes. I think that's right.
Cause that's where my dad went to go get cigarettes too, man, and my mom in their younger days.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is accurate.
What?
So what?
Wycliffe, it's a town.
How many cartons of cigarettes do you need to buy to make that cost effective for the gas?
He made it cost effective.
Okay, good.
I don't know if you knew this, but people that smoke a lot.
Well, I know that. My dad's a smoker.
I don't know anyone that smokes like one cigarette a day. No one that just goes, yeah, I'm a social smoker. Throws it away and then
I've
that's
actually,
what I want. No.
I've dated people like that.
I couldn't date a smoker.
I've known people like that.
Like they would have like, she like would have like a cigarette when we hung out and that was it.
I know people that would literally only smoke when they drank.
My mom used to be like that.
Smoking is the one thing that like, cause when I see people drink, I don't like people drinking. I don't like drinking because my dad was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And I lost a friend in high school to drunk driving. Mm-hmm. And, but at the same time, I always say that if you are responsible with your drinking, whatever, like that's fine. And marijuana is the same thing. Like, I don't like drugs because I grew up around drugs a lot, but it doesn't bother me if you're responsible with it and you keep me out of it. But smoking is the one thing that when I see someone do it, I always want to go, why are you doing that?
Yeah, that's the one.
You are killing yourself. It says it on the carton. Will kill you.
And everyone around you.
And, I never smoked, but I probably have secondhand smoke, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, no, I have it. That's why I had asthma, or why I have asthma. I'm sure I still have it. Do you ever lose asthma?
I mean. Do you use an inhaler?
I haven't used one in like 16 years.
I wager it got better.
Yeah, I was about to say, that sounds like you're good. I mean, because I know my understanding is once, like, certain cells in the lungs die, I don't think they can.
No, your cells, your lungs regenerate. Your lungs,
they just
regenerate.
Take a long time.
Yeah, I don't remember where I heard that. But anyway, so yeah, no, it sounds like you're good then.
All right, sweet. Yeah. Well, then yeah, no, I used to have asthma when I was a kid. I don't anymore. The asthma fairy went by and like tapped me on the head at night and said, "You're clean."
You were touched.
So you dealt with the asthma fairy. My college roommate would go outside to visit the lung cancer fairy. Because she went smoking.
They're distant cousins.
I didn't realize, Bob told me, but I didn't realize that my house was like yellow, stained from smoking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, you didn't realize it living in that environment, but the moment you move out and then you go back, it's like, holy shit, this place is a nightmare.
Anytime I've dealt with anybody with action figures online, it's like one of the first three questions I ask them.
Do you smoke?
Yeah, because even if they're like, well, no, I mean, I kept it in the box, be like, yeah, is the box yellowed?
Mm-hmm.
What's the other two questions? Are you going to murder me?
No. Do I have to send the money first? Which, if it is, it's a no.
Right.
And then, is it an actual picture of the figure? Because I know there's a lot of people that'll take a picture of the box, and then it'd be.
I know some people that take a picture of take a picture online of a 64 game and post it, and then when you go get it, it turns out to not be that, Jesse.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, that happened.
Man. The fly went inside the.
Just take off the dome lid.
I know, but the dome lid, and now it's inside the cup.
Just don't drink that anymore.
It's okay. Fine.
No, it's not. No, please don't drink that. Oh, that's disgusting. So let me just describe what just happened to everybody out there. So Dalton has a 44 ounce of, and it's on your hat now because he's your best fucking friend. You're sharing drinks and shit over here. And it's going, oh, fucking, I hate flies. So Dalton has this big 74 ounce.
Yeah, it's a shake from Sonic. Wait a minute, I thought it was a 42 ounce.
It's getting bigger. And it has the dome on it with the opening, and there's this one fly here at the recording studio, and it just went in the dome and fucking buzzed around like he was a fucking pig in slop. And Dalton's like, it's in the cup now, and he holds it up, and I see the fly bouncing on the walls like a fucking fun zone. So what does Dalton do? He takes the lid off and just starts slurping it down. Fucking disgusting son of a bitch.
All right, now in complete fairness, it never landed in the shake. It landed on the dome lid.
I can't
which
confirm
Dalton
that.
Removed.
I can't confirm it. If it's anywhere near it, I'm done. We went to Pizza Hut once in Charleston. It was our favorite place to go for pizza. And they bring
did they have the Pac-Man table?
No, this is
the Parable one.
This didn't have shit. This is the kind of place where I would go back and get my own refills because they liked us so much. But they put the pizza down. And as soon as they put the pizza down, a fucking fly, remember Lindsay?
Uh-huh.
A fly lands right on top of it. And I go, well, God damn it. I took that piece and threw it away. And then I put napkins on top of the pizza so the fly couldn't land anywhere else. I hate flies.
The only way the fly would have made that more ballers if it just did the bounce fly to every other piece.
Because you know what they do when they land? They start puking on it. That's how they eat.
That's fine.
I mean, drink you like honey, right?
No, I don't. Let's not talk about it anymore.
Wait, no, Jesse, I'm not aware. What's honey?
I mean,
Shannon tell me it's bee jizz.
No.
Oh.
It's bee vomit. Not.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bees are cleaner than flies.
What's your precedent on that?
I don't know.
Did you like the bee movie? Well, no, they never made a fly movie.
I mean, they did, but they were literally
they
just...
did make a fly movie.
They did?
Called The Fly.
Oh, well, not like an animated one.
Oh, he was animated.
Jesus Christ.
They also had flies in A Bug's Life.
Yeah, oh man, those flies were scumbags.
This fly is a scumbag. He's just flying everywhere. Oh my God.
I recently watched Bug's Life again recently for reasons. And God, I just forgot how great that movie is.
I haven't seen that movie in years.
You
I
need to watch it again.
I don't like Hans.
I don't understand the point of keeping the dome off of it, though. You've just made a bigger entrance for the fly and his family. your cup is now officially owned by it's HUD, and a family of flies is going to move in, and that's going to be where they live from now on.
No.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
No. Shannon, please.
We're
you,
sorry.
Birthday only goes so far.
I mean, you and know he's going to be calling birthday for the next week, remember?
Now, let me tell you my real thoughts on transgenders. I am perfectly fine with them, and I think we need to treat them like we treat everyone else.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, I knew that where that was going. Because,
yeah, you did.
Thank God.
You've been a fan of transgenders for a long time.
Not as big of a fan as Calvin, but yeah, I'm a pretty big fan. I've always said that if I dated a transgender woman, as long as the penis is small enough, I don't care.
I mean, I would date a post-op transgender woman.
That's weird to me.
Why?
Have you ever seen a post-op, like, vagina?
No.
It just looks odd. I'd take the penis. This is a weird conversation.
Isn't it? It's just a weird conversation.
And I feel like it's super disrespectful in some way, too.
Almost certainly.
Yeah. So let's just drop that conversation. Let's go back to The Fly.
All right, cool.
Have you never seen The Fly starring Jeff Goldblum?
Well, no. I knew that. I was talking about like a DreamWorks or a Pixar movie.
Like a cute fly movie.
Yeah.
Like the first time Lindsay saw Fright Night, she's like, why are the vampires ugly? I'm like, well, vampires weren't always pretty.
False.
To be fair, I've never watched Twilight and have no interest in watching Twilight.
But
no,
you did watch Interview with the Vampire.
That's different.
They were much prettier in Interview with the Vampire.
Huh. And my mom's got a date with the Vampire, that Disney original. That was a good... Who was the Vampire?
Oh, so that movie, it was mistakenly rated for the longest time. Like, it was actually rated R.
Mm-hmm. Don't watch a cup. Your buddy's bouncing around again.
On like Dish Satellite, I think, is whatever satellite service
I think
we
talked about
then.
This before.
Yeah, because it's definitely not rated R. But it was, as far as Dish was concerned. And I remember, like, I always, on Friday nights when I lived in Colorado, I watched, me and my little brother, watched the Disney Channel original movies.
Because they were awesome.
They were. And we tried to watch this one because we'd been pretty excited about it. They had been, you know, talking about it all month. It looked really, really cool. Looked really fun. And, yeah, the night comes to watch it. My parents go out on date night. That's a part of the reason that me and Jake were able to do Disney Channel original movie night. And we tried to watch it, and it was like, this channel's blocked. You need your parental code. Mom, why is there a parental code? And, I mean, this is back before anybody really had cell phones, and we didn't know where Mom was. So I was just like, well, Jake, I guess we're not watching it. We were very sad. Yeah, I think I was like 13, Jake was 12.
So sad you couldn't catch My Mom's Dating a Vampire, starring Caroline Ray. And now The Fly is right on Lindsay's water bottle.
Well, guess it's going in the dishwasher when I get home.
Yeah, this fucking fly is putting in work.
No, let's go back to the fact that you got that completely right. Also, Charles Shaughnessy was the vampire.
And Laura Vandervoort.
Did you just look it up?
Yeah. Okay. No, wait, did you look it
up?
Yeah.
I was about to say, I was like, that was creepy.
I mean, like, I don't question Shannon's knowledge on movies that he likes, but I was like, why would he know all the actors to My Mom's
I feel like this
vampire.
Fly is in here because even though I turned the air on, it still feels like it's about 96 degrees in here.
I know,
it's
very I'm not warm cold in the least.
Yeah. I'm going to go check that again because I am miserable, even though we only have like 20 minutes left. You guys talk amongst yourselves now.
All right, cool. All right.
Jesse, Voltron, tomorrow!
Yes! Oh, I'm really excited about that.
I have to be good and not binge watch in one day.
I'm going to have trouble with that.
Because I have stupid tax-free weekend to deal with, so it's my treat.
Mm. Oh, for
post-tax-free
weekend.
I work all day, I get two episodes. I work all day, I get two episodes.
Let's talk about tax-free weekend. God, I hated that.
Not.
I hated that weekend so much.
I was about to say, Lindsay wants to avoid this weekend, so let's just...
Because I worked at Penny's.
Oh, okay,
for four straight
fair,
years.
Fair enough. Fair
and then
enough.
It was the two-year overlap where I worked at Penny's and Hastings were the greatest things in the world.
Yeah.
Because the way it worked was I would work at Penny's in the morning and on the weekends, and then I would do Hastings at night. And it was so great because it would be tax-free everything at Penny's.
And then nothing.
And then, like, two things at Hastings. So I would have to deal with people being really annoying in the morning, and then I could tell them to buzz off at night.
Yep.
Speaking of buzz off.
Yeah, no, the fly almost got back.
My only saving grace this year is we have new computer systems, so everything should happen on its own. And there's no partial rate where I'm at. It is true tax-free. So even if it doesn't work, all I got to do is put in a zero.
Let's talk about that, because CAPE did that
CAPE
last year.
CAPE was 2.75.
Let's talk about partial rate for a second. CAPE sucks for that reason.
It's a city tax.
Because, yeah, there was like it was a specific part of the city tax that did not count for the tax exemption. It was something about, like, I think it was like the tax for SEMO, I want to say. It wasn't truly exempt.
So it's the college's fault.
Yes.
But yeah, let's talk about how annoying that was.
Because when I first moved out here and they said tax-free weekend, I'm like, what's this crap?
Yeah.
Because we don't have that where I'm from. Yeah.
I mean, you don't have sales tax at all in Pennsylvania.
No, we do. It's 6%, but it's not on food and clothing.
Okay.
You go to Delaware, there's no sales tax at all, but you got toll roads.
Also, gross. I think Nevada's that way too.
I like you guys will say stuff and then you'll all look at me. And I was like, whoa, yeah. Hey.
Look, honestly, I looked at you there because I thought you were about to input something.
Yeah, no, me too.
I've never been to any of those places, so.
Yeah.
I've never been to Pennsylvania.
But wait.
Wait a minute.
Like the first like couple months I knew you, you went to go to Pennsylvania.
Fake news.
Yeah.
Wait, no, it definitely happened.
Everything about me is fake news.
Fake news.
I want to go to Nevada so I can go to Vegas. That's it. I want to go to Vegas.
Why would you want to go to Vegas?
Yeah.
I like lights.
Yeah.
I mean, there are better places for lights.
Yeah, well, I'll go to them too. But not that kind of light.
Oh, okay.
Just to go ahead, shine the fucking fly flash light there. Send a beacon to fly, to bat fly. So we can come right there into the bat cave, which is your milkshake.
I like now that he does have the dome lid with the straw resting
against
the inside
of
the
dome. He reversed it. So now instead of having a dome the fly can fly into, he can fucking slide down it like a water park. Right into the gooey shakeness.
Shake, go to your room.
I don't have a room. Flies are inherently more disgusting than any other insect I can think of.
Mosquitoes.
Other than a cockroach. I don't even think mosquito. I mean,
dung beetle.
It's in the name.
Stink bug.
I mean, they just smell bad.
That's inherent.
But you don't all see. Right. But you don't see as many dung beetles crawling around the store as you do flies. And I don't know why. I see a fly and I think that's disgusting. I think the same thing about cockroaches.
What about maggots?
Ugh.
Maggots are my limit. Like I can see flies, I can see a roach, and I hate it, but whatever. But the moment I like see something turn over and it's covered in maggots,
I'm vomiting.
That's when I'm done.
Peace out.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
There was. Did you ever watch the show Masters of Horror on Showtime?
Yeah,
I love that show. But do you remember in the intro, they would always do the really creepy intro, and there was a part in it where they showed like a dead bird on the ground,
uh-huh.
And they would time lapse it to where the maggots bust out of it.
Yep.
Fuck off. That you better not be showing him a picture of a maggot.
I'm not.
Okay.
Oh God, I'm about to slap you.
No, this is the pupa for a Hercules beetle.
Whoa!
Wow.
I highly recommend you guys out there
like
in listener land. You should look at this thing.
It looks like a lobster claw.
It looks
yeah,
like something
impressive.
Straight out of Alien.
Let's see. All
right.
It's
right. Press play, play, play to play.
I don't
play.
Have this kind of phone. Play. I'm just holding.
Yeah,
it.
This is just a great.
This is just a picture
great gag
point.
For
okay. The why, picture. It's not even moving.
Huh?
It's a still.
I know it's definitely a video.
Yeah, I don't know what Dalton did, but
I didn't do any. Oh my!
He turned it into a still image.
Here, let me see it, Dalton.
Oh my!
I'll get this going here.
Good
this,
job.
Yeah, no
iPhone. It
fantastic
work.
Reason to pull me out of my birthday party.
All right, here you just hit the play on that, and it'll work. Yeah, no, idea. Definitely, guys, check out a Hercules beetle pupa because it's some kind of impressive. Again, looks like something straight out of Alien.
It looks like it's still a still image.
Oh my. All right, so we're done with this bit. It's
yeah.
Really cool looking.
I saw it wiggling from over there.
Yeah, I don't.
It's fine.
Oh yeah, it's not even, it isn't doing it right now.
That's like when I go to Reddit bigger than you thought and the image won't, the video won't play. It's just a picture of a girl in a shirt. And I'm like, but how, it's the wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, no, well, that one's not playing either. Here, let me see.
Your phone
you
is broken.
Broken.
Yeah, I don't know why the GIFs are suddenly not playing. But yeah, I was going to show off a...
You ever see a Japanese spider crab?
Those things are
yeah.
Cool and creepy.
Also insanely big. Yeah. Dalton, have you ever seen a Japanese spider crab?
Nope, looking it up right now, though.
It's insanely big.
Yeah, so I'm showing Dalton another GIF of just a Hercules beetle interacting with another beetle. And it's kind of neat. Because a Hercules beetle, they've got this big old horn.
Whoa!
Shook him out of the glass.
He flipped him like that one robot from Robot Wars. I can't remember the name, but it was like made like a cheese thing and it had a little flipper.
The end of that GIF makes the whole GIF worth it.
It kind of.
Do I remember Robot Wars?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, people would build
it existed, but I didn't watch
it. People build little RC robots, but yeah, no. The craziest thing, if you look at it, on the second notice, watch how the box bows underneath. And I'm so sorry, people in listener land.
Yeah.
I'm sure this is a great visual gag.
So kids, make sure you go home tonight and look up Hercules Beetle and watch him flip things.
Cause the Hercules
Beetle flip that beetle. And then he did.
That's going to be my wrestling.
That was a back body drop.
It was. We've gotten really good at that.
Yeah. What, back body drops?
Well, no, not that.
Calling moves?
Calling moves, yeah. Well, you have.
Well, I had to, considering how the first episode went.
Armbar. Shannon,
arm
that was
bar.
A punch. He got out of the ring.
There, other than Hercules beetles, there are a couple other insects, or a couple other creatures that I think are pretty cool. The goblin shark.
That thing is funky looking. Oh, yeah. It's got like a nose.
I mostly like the goblin shark just for the, what was the name of that movie?
Alien?
It was the joke on...
Oh, Susan Sarandon's in that movie, right?
What?
Go on,
oh,
Jesse.
That. It was a joke on, like, nature documentaries. What was the name of that movie? Oh, my God. It had the goblin shark thing in it.
This is one that I don't understand.
And I'm confused.
The goblin shark, so if you guys don't know...
Strange Wilderness?
Look up goblin shark, because its lower jaw unhinges and, like, shoots out at you like the alien mouth. It's pretty cool.
It was, in fact, Strange Wilderness.
And there was another creature. Now I can't think of it, because you fucking kept talking.
Sorry.
The bullet ants are awesome.
Oh, God, no, those are terrifying.
It's a shrimp. I don't remember the name of the shrimp, but it basically has a claw that it punches with.
Oh, yeah, no, I know the one you're talking about.
And it can, like, crack open stuff. It punches so hard.
Yeah. No, I know the shrimp you're talking about.
Cody? I'm assuming you know.
This is bothering me.
This isn't about sports. Ghostbusters. Oh, wait a minute. He doesn't know anything about Ghostbusters.
Well, while I'm trying to think... Oh, that was...
We could have had Allie, by the way, tonight.
Huh?
Allie got home right before we came in. We could have had Allie instead of him. We chose Dalton.
And honestly, that felt forced. It wasn't natural. It didn't feel right. Yeah. But anyway, no, yeah, Strange Wilderness was the name of that movie. And that's the only reason I really like the Goblin Shark is because they do this voiceover line over they're talking about various sharks. And then they see the shark goblin and he's just like, oh, look at that one's face. And he does like this Mr. Dink laugh, from, if you guys remember, Doug.
Who's Mr. Lindsay? Do a Mr. Dink laugh?
I can't.
You just did it. Do it again.
No, it wasn't right.
Because I heard you go, uh-huh?
That's kind of, yeah. It's, yeah, no.
I'm not going to do a Mr. Dink laugh because I know I can't do it justice.
Don't.
But I highly recommend, if you guys are curious what I'm talking about, look up the trailer for Strange Wilderness. It's towards the end. It's really funny. I wanted to see the movie just for that scene.
Speaking of,
it was not worth it. The movie is not good.
That aren't going to be worth it. We got about 5 minutes left, 6 minutes. Let's talk about 9/11.
Oh, are we talking about that one with weird comedians?
No,
the one with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, Luis Guzman's also in that.
Yeah, okay. There's your one comedian.
No, there's other ones.
It ain't Charlie Sheen.
You feel like there's other ones.
Although everything he does is a joke. Name the last good Charlie Sheen movie. I'll give you time.
Hot Shots.
Yep, he's right. he's right. When he's right, he's right. Hot Shots is awesome.
Mantis shrimp.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that thing can, like, if you ever have one, like, in your home, you have to have a special kind of treated glass because it can punch the glass, like, normal glass.
They call them one punch shrimp.
One punch shrimp.
Yeah, it's something like.
Whoopi Goldberg's in it.
Yeah. It stars Whoopi Goldberg and
this
Charlie Sheen.
This episode is a mess.
Uh-huh.
Let's pick one topic and stick with it. Do we want mantis shrimp or 9/11?
I'd rather talk about a mantis shrimp.
All right. I'm going to go with
9/11.
I'm going to go with mantis shrimp.
It's my birthday.
All right. 9/11 it is.
Birthday.
Why?
Veto.
I just, I think that this is probably, we don't have enough time to really talk about anything, but I think this is like one of the most insulting movies I've heard come out in a while. And yeah, I get it. It's been what, 16 years now?
Yeah.
So we can probably start talking about it, but it still seems kind of dirty to try to make money off of it.
I mean, there's one thing to talk about it. There's another to...
They've had movies about it, but the thing of it is the person that's in the movie...
It seems like it's... When your top stars are Louis Guzman, Charlie Sheen, and Whoopi Goldberg. Especially Charlie Sheen.
That's
who
the
may
one.
Not have known he was filming a movie.
And honestly, what was the last thing Whoopi Goldberg was in?
Ninja Turtles.
Oh, I forgot she was in Ninja Turtles.
I was going to do Sister Act 2 as a joke, but...
Yeah.
What was the last thing Louis Guzman was in?
Community.
Movie.
I don't know. He was in a
Community
really,
the movie?
He was in a really... If they make a Community movie, which they should, and he's not in
it... I thought they were supposed to, or they were planning on it.
Chevy Chase better be in it.
Mm-mm. He's dead in that universe.
He is long dead.
I'm sure they could bring him back somehow. Here, they brought him back, brother. Beers.
They brought him back in the form of a hologram.
I heard.
Yeah, yeah, which was actually that was actually tastefully done. In the most, it's whatever. But no, all right. Whoopi Goldberg was in Descendants 2 as Ursula.
Ah, Lindsay. That
she's yeah, awesome. Yeah, yeah, I yeah no.
Oh,
that was well, it was quick. IMDb.
You know, I believe it. I'm just him and like, ooh, Disney stuff. I'm like, yeah, no, I don't pay attention to that Disney stuff.
Oh, okay.
Wait, is like, Descendants a Disney thing?
Yeah, yeah.
It is a...
It's like the kids.
It's
of
a
the-
Disney movie of this generation where it's High School Musical with the kids of Disney characters.
So like the son villains. Of Prince Charming or something like that.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of toys in Toys R Us on clearance.
The movie didn't go over well.
It was the only TV
it went
show.
Over,
too,
it went over so yeah. poorly they made a sequel?
Well, no, they made the movie and then they did a TV
oh.
series.
Oh, I didn't know.
Because I thought he said Descendants too.
It don't, was.
Don't pull that precedent. They made plenty of sequels to movies that went over terrible.
Oh, that's true.
That's,
Sharknado!
That's
on
not Disney.
Fire.
What are you talking about? Sharknado was like a hit.
Yeah, it really
against
is.
Against all logic. It's no, a it's, hit because they know it's terrible and they play it up now.
Lavalantula.
Birdemic 2.
Yeah,
Zombievers.
Zombievers is fucking amazing.
God, I love Zombievers.
I know.
There's your killing.
There,
Santa with muscles.
Santa Slay, starring Goldberg.
Well, Santa with muscles,
starring Goldberg as Santa Claus.
A Jewish man.
I'm saying it again. Goldberg as Santa Claus.
Who was Goldberg in? Or not who was Goldberg? Who was the really big Santa in Jingle All the Way? Was
Kevin
that,
Nash?
Was that
no?
Kevin?
It was Big Show.
I was just about to say. I thought it was the giant.
Wasn't
yeah,
Kevin
back
Nash
then.
A Santa in a movie? I'm on it.
I don't think so. I know Kevin Nash was who played Super Shredder in Ninja Turtles 2.
That's
The Secret of the Ooze.
All right, that was Kevin Nash.
That was Kevin Nash. Yeah. He played the Super
Wait,
Shredder.
You were thinking of that when instead of Santa Claus? Is that what you just said?
Super Santa.
I was thinking Giants.
Shut up, Jesse. No. More importantly, did you know they made a Jingle All the Way 2?
Yeah, with Larry the Cable Guy and Santina Morella.
Why?
Seriously? Santina Morella was in that?
I'm like 90% sure. Yeah, because we had it at Hastings.
Terrible.
And he also said Susan Sarandon was an alien, so let's wait for him to fact check that.
I'm looking it up right now. Dalton, I've got a computer. It'll go a little bit faster. I just hit reset.
No, he isn't it! Got you, Jesse. I know my wrestling.
I mean, I didn't say you didn't. I just wanted to be sure because you've been wrong
before.
So
let me get this straight. You follow up Jingle All the Way, a holiday classic. Up there
that
with
is...
Christmas Story and... Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
And, no, Jesse, it's amazing, and don't you crap on my childhood.
It's
I'll
a very
you.
Sunny Christmas.
Oh, okay, it's a very sunny Christmas.
A Christmas classic. As much a part of Christmas as Jesus Christ. And you have this movie with Sinbad, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Phil Hartman.
Yes.
And then you do a sequel 20,000 years later with Larry the Cable Guy?
I mean, I didn't make the movie, so I don't know why you're looking at me.
You made a bad movie.
You made it. I want a refund for
make
watching it.
Make a better one.
Birdemic 2. It's the worst.
Did Birdemic get a sequel?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because Hunter, we were in the group chat, and Hunter said something about that's a movie that needs a sequel. I was like, oh, sir, wait. And I sent him the trailer for it, and it's just as bad. But it's almost like they're kind of in on the joke now, and that makes it less fun. Because the only redeeming quality about the first one was how legitimately bad it was, considering that it...
They like, actually they thought they was, were doing great.
They thought it was like Ed Wood. He thought he was doing the Lord's work. He put this out and he was like, this is the cat's pajamas. And then it turned out to be just a laughing stock.
Yeah, because the first Birdemic, like those terrible, like... the CG birds were just...
They even CG bird, like the dead bird on the beach. They couldn't even get a prop for it.
Nope.
And then you had the great theme song by Chamber of Pud.
Oh my
God. And by the way, this is the first and only time Chamber of Pud has ever been mentioned on any podcast ever.
That's probably not true. I bet there's a podcast out there that covers like awful B movies and they've talked about Birdemic.
Or Lee Montgomery has a podcast about like terrible like metal music, and he's talked about Chamber of Pud on there.
About to say a lower podcast than us, just like, all right, we need a special guest who's going to put us on the map. Chamber of Pud.
Get Chamber of Pud to perform live.
At this point, I can safely say we have said Chamber of Pud more times than any other podcast.
But just to make sure, Chamber of Pud.
And I also want to let you guys know that you can find Chamber of Pud on Facebook.
Don't.
I'm on their Facebook page right now.
What's their Facebook page called?
Chamber of Pud. And I want to point out that we have more likes on our page than they do. And
oh, we're going to get a podcast over the opening of Birdemic 3.
Again, guys, go watch Birdemic. This is your assignment for the weekend. Watch Birdemic and then find the music video.
Or just don't.
By Chamber of Pud called Birdemic This Is.
Or just don't do any of that.
Or if you just want to help Chamber of Pud out, make Chamber of Pud your song of the day.
I want to read some of the comments on their Facebook too.
Whose Facebook?
A Chamber of Pud.
Don't stop.
One person said, I will send you a check for $200 if you stop making music.
Aww.
That's more money they've ever made before.
A person replied to that and said, I'll second that. It's probably more than what you made in your entire career of squids. I don't even know what that means, but that's probably the most offensive thing I've ever said, and I don't know. You guys should wipe off your dirty makeup, stop dressing like trannies, and stop playing music. Your music sounds like shit. The only thing that could bring a better outcome is you guys flipping your car into a ditch and dying in a raging inferno.
Dang!
Christ!
Jesus! Oh, my.
And then my personal favorite, nice band, where did you get it from? The gay slur store? I'm not going to say it.
Oh, I get it now.
But you, when you're promoting your album like this, this is a literal post on the Chamber of Pud Facebook. You can buy our song here. I don't care.
Wow.
Good fucking advertisement. So, all right. So
they don't care, man. They mainstream.
Podzilla fans.
They're piss stream.
Underground.
We're gonna post a link to the Chamber of Pud Facebook tonight on the Podzilla Facebook page.
They're gonna have a spike that they just won't be able to.
I want you guys to go on to the Chamber of Pud and give them a like. Let's revitalize this.
Let's be honest. If 5 people listening to this do that, that will like quintuple their number of listens in the last year and a half.
Probably more than that. Their last post was from 2012. Their page is linked to MySpace.com. So
MySpace was dead in 2012.
So hey guys, let's give them a like. Chamber of Pud.
Who? No.
Chamber of Pud.
Or just don't. You won't hurt our feelings.
Oh, no, we'll post the music video for Birdemic on our Facebook page. You guys have to see it. It is a vision.
Oh my God.
All right, that's going to do it for us tonight.
We're going to lose so many likes. That's what's about to happen.
It was worth it for this one bit. We'll get them back. We'll get them back. It's fine.
Yeah.
Our fidget spinner. Like, we lose a couple of likes on this video just to get them back later.
You'll do Nerd Up on Sunday and everyone will come back.
Yeah.
So
that's not how that works.
This is the one that scares them away. All right, we got to get out of here. Jesse is going to be back with Dalton, I assume, on Nerd Up on Sunday.
Maybe not after this episode.
We're getting shut down.
Starting the whole thing again next week. Make sure you go to Podzilla1985.com and listen to all the old episodes. We have over 500 episodes of
quality content.
Mostly quality content. Some filler episodes. It's about half and half.
If you start like December 2016 and go to here, that's when we really start edging. Like, that's when we're like, there it is.
I don't know. There's a part of me that it really appreciates the old West, the Wild Wild West style of our first episodes where it was say whatever. Like, we've definitely gotten better, but they're interesting to listen to, but they don't represent our views. Also, go to patreon.com/podzilla1985 if you want to support us financially so we can get that new soundboard. Also, I think that's it. I want to give a shout out to Villainous Grounds because when I started my birthday trip today, the first thing we did, Lindsay and I, we went up to Villainous Grounds, saw David and Mary Jo. I got a milkshake, which they have the best milkshakes in town. Also picked up the new Coheed and Cambria comic for the Armory Wars. Got a new James Bond comic. Lindsay got 2 of the 44 covers for Robotech.
It's not 44, but it feels like it.
It's the best place to go
and
if you
I
want
had cheesecake
comic.
From the Cheesecake Ninja.
You did.
So good.
It was
so
amazing.
Good.
Shout out to the Cheesecake Ninja as well. Also, the Press Start to Join had an interesting episode recently, Dalton, that everyone should go check out.
I haven't got to listen to it yet.
Oh, well, go check it out.
Yeah.
They retell a story about going to EB Games. So.
Oh, wait. No,
fun.
I did.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's something that's near and dear to our hearts. Oh,
Alan got scrizzed.
We were going to talk about something tonight, about GameStop's policy that they're going to open on Thanksgiving.
I think you guys talked about that on Tuesday.
We did a little bit, but then we were like, well, we'll save it for Thursday because I want to talk with you and Lindsay about it since we all worked at GameStop. I'll tell you what, next week, next Thursday, you're hearing it here now.
I mean, to be fair, I've had to open on Thanksgiving for the past 2 years at my place.
No, but they're opening normally.
Yeah.
Like what?
At 10 a.m.
I mean, yeah. I worked at Hastings.
Yeah.
They're actually, well, they're supposed to be, I think, reduced hours is my understanding.
Reduced
so it's
hours.
Like 10 to 6 or something like that.
Yeah, but they're still going to be open on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, that was Hastings.
We will, yeah. That sucks anywhere. Yeah. We will talk about that next week. Set your date. Maybe we'll invite some other GameStop personas on here to talk about it. Kevin Schenkelberg, are you in town? Can you be in town?
He's in Kansas City.
It's if you start now. Quick drive. All right, thanks, guys. Take it easy. We'll see you next week. And happy birthday, Shannon. Come on, everybody. Come on.
Happy birthday.
Come on, sing it.
Happy birthday to – if I
We're
going to
get
no.
sued.
No, just, if I just, pause it, we won't get sued.
Just the guy in the back.
We're going to – I don't want to get sued.
Isn't that public domain?
No.
This isn't the song you want.
It's not.
And I don't remember the words to the song you want otherwise.
It's the intro song.
Yeah.
You'll love it. All right. Good night, guys.